Now we are going to discuss the logic gates, and the logic gates are an important part of the computer science subject as well as the subject of physics. In physics, the chapter logic gates can be considered as a subtopic in the main topic semiconductors, because logic gates are made with the help of diodes, and these diodes are P-N junction diodes or NP, and they are basically semiconductors. So in the 11th standard also, we have studied continuously varying signals, which are voltage and current, and these are called analog signals because they vary continuously. The examples are a sinusoidal voltage, which is an example of analog signal as said, and in an analog electric circuit, the output signal varies continuously according to the input signal. So the way the input varies, so does the output. And in case of a signal which can have only two discrete values is called a digital signal. That means a signal would have only two values, that is 0 and 1. For example, a square wave is a digital signal, and in a digital circuit the output voltage can have only two states, that is either low or high. And an electronic circuit that handles only a digital signal is called a digital circuit, and the branch of electronics which deals with digital circuits is called digital electronics. It's that simple. The devices which handle only two signals, or the devices which handle a digital signal, are called components of a digital circuit. And the branch of electronics that studies and that deals with the electric circuits or the digital circuits is called the digital electronics. So now let's see about the logic gates. A digital circuit with one or more input signals but only one output signal is called a logic gate. The process of a logic gate is quite simple. A circuit with one or more input signals and only one output signal is called as a logic gate. And it is a switching circuit that follows certain logical relationship between the input and output voltages. Now, what is a certain logical relationship? Is a tricky question. Rather, it can also be certain. There can be a spelling mistake saying certain. It could have been certain. So, it is a switching circuit that follows certain logical relationships between the input and output voltage, and therefore they are generally known as logic gates. So gates, the name gates is given because the control of the flow of signal or information can have only one of the two possible states, that is either a high voltage or a low voltage. You can control the current which is passing. You can give a high voltage, or if you want, you can give a low voltage. So it acts as a gate. It allows you or it doesn't allow you. So that's the reason these logic circuits are called logic gates, to better understand them from their name. So it becomes a description about them. Their name describes what they're doing. Yes, the name gate tells that these are to open or to close. So when the output voltage of a logic gate is high, that is one, or when it is low, that depends upon the condition at its input. The input condition will determine the condition at the output. So there are five common logic gates, which are the NOT gate, AND gate, OR gate, NAND gate, and the NOR gate. Each logic gate is indicated by a symbol, and its function is defined by a truth table. Truth table is an important part of each and every logic gate. It tells us that on which definite values will the gate allow current to pass. So it's a table showing us different conditions, and a truth table shows all possible combinations of the input and corresponding outputs. So truth table defines the function of a logic gate, and it helps us understand the behavior of a logic gate. All logic gates can be analyzed by constructing a truth table, and the mathematical statement that provides the relationship between the input and the output of a logic gate is called a Boolean expression. A Boolean expression provides the relationship between the input and the output. So those will be studied in the upcoming sessions. And first we are going to encounter some basic logic gates, such as the AND gate, NAND gate, NOR gate, OR gate, XOR gate, etc. So these are all the logic gates which we will soon encounter in the upcoming session.